You must understand why compare. Compare. Christianity call it measurement. Comparison is measurement, and that's how you measure. That fellow more wealthy than me. I want to be as wealthy as him. Then I measure. He is not good. I want to be better than him. So measurement is lack of contentment. When you lack contentment, then you measure. But when there is contentment, you don't measure. But both also from the egoic mind, you understand? The egoic mind. So contentment is a virtue, the Buddha said. Before you have the wisdom, he said, be contented. Contentment is the highest wealth, understand? So all this measurement is gone. Your problem is gone. So developing simple virtue as taught by the Buddha can also reduce your suffering. Understand? When you don't compare, when you don't measure, you won't become competitive. Understand? But to the society, the materialistic world, this is not the way to be successful. Understand? They want competition. They want to compare. They want to be successful better than you. That's why the ego come into play through the memory, through the ego, which still deluded we are no Dhamma. But when they realize that, hey, no you, hey, no me, this one is not you, like the block cut analogy. The human being is like the block cut. The parts you take away, where is the block cut? The Buddha asked the monk. It's gone. But you assemble back, the Buddha said, then you see, because it has a name. You give it a name, you give it a concept, it can perform a function, then it exists. And then, how block cut? But outwardly, externally, where you have the understanding that these are all dependent originating, which causes and conditions give rise to that block cut, the parts. You need people to do it, raw material, then it become a block cut. So outwardly, it's already condition arising. Without all these parts, all these conditions, it cannot arise. It doesn't exist. Then how do you know it's a block cut? You perceive it through memory, understand? Again, this memory, understand? Then you label it. That one, if you have mindfulness, you see it's an image. No solidity. The image is even more unreal. Then why do you cling on to it? Externally, already not so real. The image that come to know and perceive through the mundane mind is just an image. It's even more unreal. So that is what delusion is all about. Understand now? So when I realized that I saw that, then who own? What own? The five aggregate also not a permanent and unchanging entity. Yeah? So how can you own anything? You yourself is not a permanent. It means when you die, everything you cling on to, hold on to, all not yours. Understand? There's a separation is a five daily contemplation. The monk also need to contemplate. The lay people also need to contemplate. So five daily contemplation is where you can break free. Understand? So all these are very, very easy to understand. And this one is used simple understanding based on the intellect, based on normal knowledge. But you develop the faith, the interest, then you contemplate. Then you reflect. Then you see clearly. Oh yeah, why so deluded? The form and mind is dependent oriented, like the block cut. Externally dependent oriented, not so real. Then how do I know it's a human being? I perceive it. Isn't it? So form and mind perceiving another form and mind. But everything is condition arising, cause of known. So no reality. Then like Sui said, the thing that you try to own also dependent oriented can disappear. When condition no more.
Very, yeah.
It's just like this table. Arise, it exists. How did it come? The raw material, the carpenter do it, put at the shop, the temple buy, or the customer or somebody who want to offer the temple buy. That offer, arise, it exists. Okay? You think this fellow lasts forever? If somebody like the Indonesian worker, let's say, he saw it interesting, the house don't have, he take, he go. Overnight gone, no? Or fire, but gone. With this exist due to causes and conditions. When the supporting condition no more, it ceases to be. And everything is mind-made. How real can mind be? So if you use that understanding based on knowledge and intellect, but you are not deluded because that knowledge and intellect is a contemplation. When you contemplate, reflect, then you realize you awaken. But I said that one is less penetrative, but good enough for daily life. Then when you have the time to do the Bhavanamaya Panya, that's why I say when he do this awareness-based meditation, this is the direct seat, Bhavanamaya Panya. Awaken there and then without word. Then it realizes it to the awareness, no? To the direct seeing. No? Then that one is not a knowledge. No? Won't disappear, no? Store in the nature. No? No. The contemplative wisdom is good enough, but not penetrative enough. So sometimes they don't have the stability or understanding. They can still get emotional. They can still get like deluded. Then sometimes they go back to the old way. But most of the time, before they go back to the old way, they remember what they contemplated. Then that contemplation will also, like Yoniso Manasikara, it prompts you, but it's not spontaneous. Understand? It goes through memory. Understand? Where you understand it through reflection, contemplation, you need memory to store. Where you didn't store it here. Understand? The direct seeing, no need to store on. No need to remember. This one awakened forever. That form and mind connected, he will understand. Yeah. So that is the difference. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why the understanding can be approached from many directions. So during the Buddha's time, you remember a lot of his disciples, he listened to Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, then he listened to Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, they become enlightened. All become arahanta. You think they meditate? They didn't meditate. But like most people know, their past life can be Buddha's disciple. They definitely do a lot of work already. That's why when the Buddha spoke the truth, like I come, my nature, the moment I hear truth, I understand. No need explanation. Understand? So all this is what Dhamma cultivation is all about. Understanding nature's existential law. Understanding the unconditioned. Then these two, you know how to live life. Okay?
Maybe thanks for a few. I heard this driver so many about.
Yeah, today only clear. Because you know why? The book one very small, the triangle. The book one, the triangle very small. That's why I draw a big one.
I don't think it's the whether it's small or big.
You didn't look.
Huh?
You didn't look at the book.
Yeah, it's not so much. You this was drawn so many years ago.
Yeah.
Mm.
10 over years ago.
I look at triangle, I didn't quite understand it.
So now you understand why it takes time. Because you are so conditioned. Your old conditioning of what meditation is, that one limits you. That's why Mahayana said, knowledge bind. Understand now? Why want to know too much? You must reflect, contemplate, and develop the understanding. And that one is after hearing, then you stabilize it by reflecting, contemplating, and inquiring. Then when you develop the understanding, is second turning wisdom. Chintamaya Panya. The first one, if your past is very strong, through hearing you awaken. That's not like winning. If you cannot, you must go to a second turning. Then in second turning, you don't have that like gifted ability. Because she has the gifted ability. When she look at things, she need to understand first through the normal way, knowledge way. Then when she understand, she can remember.
Computer brain.
Because she realized a lot of things. She seen before, she can remember. She will tell you, yeah, that did that one. So she got like very good brain memory. Because they are IT and her past life. So when you approach from that direction, it can also give rise to Chintamaya Panya, second turning. But that one is not that penetrative. You want to be penetrated, you see, the moment he go into awareness and stabilize that, I tell you, you can never catch up with her. And so she like, once the awareness come, all this, not only at the level he contemplate, all this become very clear and become like, oh, like that one. Then become completely different. Then after that, she look at like everything differently. Then all this comparing, all this thing, comparison or what they call measurement, then the ego and all that. No need to be so complicated. The whole thing is understood because we see all this as dependent originating, condition arising. No reality. Come and go, not a permanent unchanged. Then the universal characteristic, anicchang dukkhang, you can only insight and realize here. You cannot use knowledge to contemplate anicchang dukkhang nibbana. You have to awaken to it. That's why they call vipassana, insight into the three universal characteristics. Okay? This one, Teng Siu Su Fu Bayan, very good. What already? Si Kwa Suang. Wow, my this ulcer on the palate on top. I spray 2 times, now almost heal already. Very good. Si Kwa Suang. Not watermelon.
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 Produced using watermelon.
Oh, watermelon seed. Wow, got
skin.
Oh, skin. Got such potent effect.
Doesn't mommy ask you to eat the white?
Oh, no wonder. He said, watermelon, red one, don't want to eat white one. No, it's a very good analogy. You know, those who know, eat white one, got this effect. So what happened is like meditation. People tell you, eat white one, you say you might be mad. The red one is sweet one, or the yellow one is sweet. Oh, you ask me to eat the white one, no taste one. Correct. Means when you understand, you will know how to eat the white one. So, what is happening? Not nice to eat. And yet you know and you don't want to eat. Like Dhamma. You know this triangle, you don't want to practice.
This one nicer.
Red color. You know why? Because you have been so gullible along this direction. Like I said, variety is the spices of life. Up and down everything. You suka, a lot of fun here. A lot of sensual pleasure, a lot of what they call gullible thing, that Leo you, so interesting, understand? Aware. And who is aware? You go and ask this question, aware of what? The thought come out already, you don't know what is awareness. But you say, a lot of nutrient means you know this is beautiful. Understand? And then you compare this one and this one. Although this one got a lot of variety, a lot of very beautiful sensuality, everything. But do you know, when you have this understanding and awareness and awaken with the wisdom, all this variety you can experience and have without having to suffer. That one better or not?
Yes.
Every time chase after this one. That's why. Just now you say what? After you retire, you become lucky?
Wow.
Wow. Or garang, Malaysia. Because you still don't wake up. You still don't know there is another type of life which can have everything here. That's a wonderful existence. Everything here minus the suffering. Now you know, but you don't want. Understand? You say, bo ho jia ma? Do I ho jia ma?
Actually, 我只想跟宝莲讲，其实呢，这个方向呢，起初是吃苦，
yeah.
但是呢，它的 rewarding 啊，后面的 rewarding 是非常的 rewarding， so, 所以我们
走菩萨道啊，走菩萨道，先走这条路，
这条路 like not interesting 哦。But the Bodhisattva know once you develop the wisdom, this road is very wonderful, very rewarding. Like Alicia said.
首先我们就当吃苦当吃补，然后就后面就很 sweet 了。好，感恩大家，晚安。
是啊，都是，都是。